Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulties and all, but here we are. I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm your host this morning, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. Hey, Dr. Reggie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I so apologize for this, but hey, it's still a blessing that we are able to join you this morning. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer.
Heavenly Father, Mother God, and Goddess, we thank you universally and selectively, each of us, everybody listening, for getting up this morning, the brand new start of a brand new day and a brand new week. We are blessed richly with your presence in us and through us and around us and as us. And we thank you to bless us continuously with prosperity and patience and joy and abundance, and miracles, and love. You give us everything sometimes that we take for granted, the simple things in life, breathing, eating, living. We thank you for every good thing that's in our lives. Every challenge that opposes or comes into our view is for our expansion and learning. And we thank you for those things too, including the people who are put there for the same purpose. We let go of all the obstacles, and we thank you to help us overcome those challenges in life. Give us patience and give us love and endurance. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So I need to try to figure out how to connect with you guys. I'm holding the phone, and this isn't going to work for me, so I'm going to try putting you on speaker. And if the quality is bad, please let me know by pressing 1 on your telephone keypad. Okay, I'm on speakerphone. Can you guys hear me okay? If the quality is bad, please let me know. All righty. We're going to go ahead and get started. Last week, we were talking about intention and desire. And it was such a great chapter. I didn't want to continue on with the next law until we really just kind of pull through this one and completed it and really embedded it for us. So let's pull back. I'm sorry for the downtime this morning. I'm still just trying to get oriented here from all this these problems. It says that in the scheme of nature, everything correlates and connects with everything else. So the groundhog comes out of the earth, and you know it is going to be spring. Birds begin to migrate in a certain direction and at a certain time of year. Nature is a symphony. And that symphony is being silently orchestrated at the ultimate ground of creation. And the human body is another good example of this symphony, because a single cell in the human body is doing about 6 trillion things per second, and it has to know what every other cell is doing at the same time. The human body can play music, kill germs, make a baby, recite poetry, and monitor the movement of stars all at the same time, because the field of infinite correlation is part of its information field. And then he goes on to say that you can put this cosmic computer with its infinite organizing power to work for you. You can go to the ultimate ground of creation and introduce an intention. And just by introducing the intention, you activate the field of infinite correlation. So you recall from last week that we were talking about attention, A-T-T-E-N-T-I-O-N, the attention. And when we place attention on anything, it grows. It grows. And intention fuels the growth even more so. When you are very clear about what it is that you want to accomplish, that adds even more fuel. So it says that intention lays the groundwork for the effortless, spontaneous, frictionless flow of pure potentiality, sinking expression from the unmanifest to the manifest. The only caution is that you use your intent for the benefit of mankind. And this happens spontaneously when you are in alignment with the 7 spiritual laws of success. So intention is the real power behind desire. Intent alone is very powerful, because intent is desire without attachment to the outcome. And we're going to talk about detachment later on. And the next lesson is about detachment. But intention combined with detachment leads to life-centered present moment awareness. And when action is performed in present moment awareness, it is most effective. Your intent is for the future, but your attention is in the present. Your intent is for the future, but your attention is in the present. So as long as your attention is in the present, then your intent for the future will manifest, because the future is created in the present. And so you must accept the present as is. Accept the present and intend the future. The future is something you can always create through detached intention. But you should never struggle against the present. So our last lesson before we came into this was all about living effortlessly, and part of that is acceptance of the way things are in the present moment, to not fight against that. So I had a whole conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, and we were both waking up or moving into the consciousness of what it really meant to when we're struggling. And I said, you know, remember, we're not struggling just with ourselves and our consciousness. We're struggling against the whole cosmos. And that's what wears you out. That's what gets you so worn out, because you're fighting against nature. And Dr. Reggie, in his first class in the mystery school, teaches not about the forcing current. So when you don't accept things as they are, just and know that they're in divine order, and you're trying to fight against them or resist them on any level, you're not just resisting within yourself, you're resisting the whole universe. And when you start and think about it, this is the whole flow of nature, and it's the whole universe, then you can see how difficult it is, how difficult you're making your life. So, and I bring this up quite often when I'm teaching you guys. If you have children that are acting crazy, doing weird things, things that you don't agree with, you need, even though you're going to guide them and help them, you need to not beat yourself up over this or struggle with them. You have to find a balance in raising your children, disciplining your children, that is not going to put you in the forcing current. And many of you who have raised children know that no matter what you do, sometimes they're still going to go off and do their own thing, and that's a lesson for you, isn't it? It's a lesson for you. Okay, even with people, anyone in your life, just accept this. Accept it lovingly. The past, the present, and the future are all properties of consciousness. What is the past? It's a recollection. It's a memory. What is the future? It's anticipation. What is the present? Awareness. Awareness. So time, therefore, is what? It's a movement in thought. And I said, I have to go back and share that with them and make sure that they can grasp that. Time is a movement of thought. So both the past and the future are born in the imagination, and only the present. The present, which is awareness, is real and eternal. What's happening now is the eternal moment. And that just, I mean, if you take a deep breath and breathe on that, that is amazing. And walk through the day catching yourself thinking about the past or being concerned about the future. And understand that the correlation between where your thoughts are and where time is. And that hit me so hard on Friday because I really recognized how my thoughts kept me trapped in time. Your thoughts can keep you trapped in time. So our interpretation of these abstract forces gives us the experience of concrete phenomena and form. Remembered interpretations of abstract forces create the experience of the past. Anticipatory interpretation of the same abstract forces create the future. They are the qualities of attention in consciousness. So when these qualities are freed from the burden of the past, then action in the present becomes more fertile ground for the creation of the future. So what is Deepak saying here? He's saying to let go of the past. It's dead. It's over. And as long as you are focused in thought, because remember, your creative power is your thought. As long as you're involved in thought in the past, it's draining energy from your creative power for what you want in the future. So if you're trying to manifest something and it's not coming fast enough, where are your thoughts? Are you spending time beating yourself up over a failure that happened years ago? It's draining your power. Are you angry with someone because you think they did something to you? Which we, of course, we know that's an erroneous thought. We know that you attracted that to you. But you're still in the in-between where you kind of know it, but you're not living it. So are you angry and resentful? Were you in a relationship that didn't work out and you're angry and resentful? You're draining your power, your creative power. And now you begin to see why it's so important to move into forgiveness, don't you? Because if you can't release all of that baggage, it's draining your power for manifestation. You're using your creative energy dealing with the past that does not serve you. It's over. It's gone. Other than what lesson can you learn from it? Intention that is grounded in this detached freedom of the present serves as the catalyst for the right mix of what? Matter, energy, and space-time events to create whatever it is that you desire. So you see why I'm coming back to this today? Because if we don't clear up how we manage our thoughts and stay in the present moment, we cannot manifest. We can, but it's going to be delayed, or we may not get the things that we really desire. So you have work to do. You have work to do. And you have to consciously practice this. I do. I'm still learning. I'm not perfect. I'm on this journey with you guys. But you know what? I know that this works because every now and then I make it happen. And so I stay encouraged to stay on the path. If you're working out and trying to slim down, it doesn't happen overnight. You didn't get fat overnight. You didn't get out of shape overnight. You start on day one walking, just walking maybe. But the mind is very flexible. You can create a new habit in 30 days. That means you can change your life in 30 days. If you have life-centered, present moment awareness, and notice how they're saying this, life-centered. If this is helping humanity, if it's uplifting humanity, if you're in the present moment, then the imaginary obstacles, which are more than 90% of perceived obstacles, are imaginary. Did you get that? 90% of perceived obstacles are imaginary. They're not even real. But if you have a life-centered present moment awareness, you can those obstacles disintegrate and disappear. Why? You're not tied up in the past. You're not creating drama for you to experience in the future. So the remaining 5 to 10% of perceived obstacles that can be transmuted into opportunities through one pointed intention. In other words, now you can actually see the forest for the trees. You can really determine what is a real obstacle. It's standing there in front of you, but you can change that into an opportunity. But the other things just promote fear. The imaginary obstacles is only fear. One-pointed intention is that quality of attention that is unbending in its fixity. Of purpose, in other words, in its purpose, in its fixed purpose, how firm it is in its purpose. One-pointed intention means holding your attention to the intended outcome with such unbending purpose that you absolutely refuse to allow obstacles to consume and dissipate the focus quality of your attention. Nothing is going to take you off your course. There is total and complete exclusion of all obstacles from your consciousness. You are able to maintain an unshakable serenity while being committed to your goal with intense passion. This is the power of detached awareness and one-pointed, focused in tension when they're working simultaneously. Can't you feel it? Just saying those words, I feel the power. Just saying it, I can feel the power of it. So learn to harness the power of intention, and you can create anything that you desire. You can still get results through effort and through trying, but at what cost? And Deepak says it costs you. The cost is stress, heart attacks, and the compromised function of your immune system. Of course, he's a doctor, so he's bringing it back to the physical attacks that happen to your body. So it's much better to execute the following five steps in the law of intention and desire. And when you follow these five steps for fulfilling your desires and your intention generates its own power. All right, step one, number one, slip into the gap. This means to center yourself in that silent place between thoughts and go into the silence. And that's the level of being. That's where your true essence is. That's who you really are, in the silence. The second thing is to establish, once you're in the silence, release your intention and your desires. And when you are actually in the gap, there's no thought, there's no intention. But as you come out of the gap, at that junction between the gap and a thought, you introduce the intention. And if you have a series of goals, that you can write them down and have your intention focused on them before you go into the gap. But if you want a successful career, for example, you go into the gap with that intention. And the intention will already be there as a faint flicker in your awareness. But releasing your intentions and desires in the gap means planting them in the fertile ground of pure potentiality and expecting them to bloom when the season is right. You do not want to go and dig up the seeds of your desires to see if they are growing or to get rigidly attached to the way in which they will unfold. You simply want to release them. Now, you know, I can take seeds and put seeds in the dirt and water them and make sure that they have plenty of sunshine. But every day I go to look out, I'm expecting growth. Every day I check the pot, I'm expecting growth. So once you've gone into the gap, into the silence, and you've planted your desires and your intention, then there should be expectation, shouldn't there? Not how it's going to work out. Not let me make sure that it's going to work out. Just expectation. I can't wait to see how this is going to play out. I can't wait to see how my flower blooms. Oh, I can't wait to see the color. You have to do the same with your desires. I can't wait to see how it's going to be when, you know, our audience grows to another level. I'm excited. Expectation. Number three, remain in the state of self-referral. What does this mean? This means remain established in the awareness of your true self, your spirit, your connection to the field of pure potentiality. It also means not to look at yourself through the eyes of the world or allow yourself to be influenced by the opinions and criticisms of others. A helpful way to maintain that state of self-referral is to keep your desires to yourself. Don't share them with anyone else unless they share the exact same desires that you have and are closely bonded with you. Because your family and your friends will be the first one to tell you, no, you can't do that. I dare you have a dream that big. I can't dream that big. That's really what's going on. That's not going to happen. Or they'll just look at you like you're crazy. Keep it to yourself. Know how powerful you are. Know that you are a great manifester. God created you that way, and so it is. Number four, relinquish your attachment to the outcome. This means giving up your rigid attachment to specific result and living in the wisdom of uncertainty. It means enjoying every moment of the journey of your life, even if you don't know the outcome. Let the universe handle the results. Let the universe handle the details. Your intentions and desires, when released in the gap, have infinite organizing power. Trust that infinite organizing power of intention to orchestrate all the details for you. And remember that your true nature is one of pure spirit. So carry the consciousness of your spirit wherever you go. Gently release your desires, and the universe will handle the details for you. So let's look at how we can apply the law of intention and desire. Here's what I want you to do. Put the law of intention and desire into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. Number one, I will make a list of all my desires, and I will carry this list with me wherever I go. I will look at this list before I go into my silence and meditation. I will look at it before I go to sleep at night. I will look at it when I wake up in the morning. So you're going to carry it. You're going to make a list of all your desires. You're going to carry it with you at all times. You will look at it before you go into meditation. You will look at it at night before you go to sleep, and you'll look at it first thing in the morning when you wake up. Here's the second commitment. I will release this list of my desires and surrender it to the womb of creation, trusting that when things don't seem to go my way, there is a reason, and that the cosmic plan has designs for me much grander than even those I have conceived. So what is that saying? Detachment to the results. Whatever will be, will be. And number three, I will remind myself to practice present moment awareness in all my actions. I will refuse to allow obstacles to consume and dissipate the quality of my attention in the present moment. I will accept the present as it is and manifest the future through my deepest, most cherished intentions and desires. Powerful, powerful lesson on intention and desire. We could probably repeat this almost every day as a mantra, couldn't we? Because it's really the secret. I think it's the core of manifestation. Where do you place your attention and your intention? And staying in the present moment awareness. Okay, so we have finished up this chapter. I think I'll move on to chapter 6 tomorrow and lessons, the law of detachment tomorrow. And then, of course, the final law is the law of Dharma, and we'll do that on Wednesday. I want to remind you that Friday we have a special guest, Reginald Lewis. So it's going to be Oracle Friday. Reginald Lewis is a dynamic intuitive. You're going to absolutely love his energy. And I have a lot of good things coming up for you this in the next few weeks, so stay tuned. If you received the email, please go and check your email from me, from Circles of Prosperity. It's advising you that we have a new email list. Just open up that email and click on the link. If you have not received an email, please send me an email or go to my website and sign up to join the mailing list. Okay, circlesofprosperity.org, or send me an email. I'm trying to move us over to a new system, so I don't want to lose anybody. And if you don't authorize me to send you information, I'll have to take you off the list. So I want you to be on the list and a part of the inner circle. So you need to click the link and the email, okay? I love you guys so much. If you have questions or comments this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Dr. Reggie, you want to join me over here so we can be on one phone, speakerphone?
Is there echo coming?
I don't know. I can't hear.
Can't hear?
No. I'm just on speaker.
I can hear somebody talking to you, though. You hear me?
No, they haven't pressed 1. Okay. Anyone want to have a question or comment this morning, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. You guys are quiet this morning. Let's see what's happening in the chat room then. Oh, chat room's quiet, too. All righty. Oh, okay. Hold on. Here's someone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking.
I tried to call you several times, but the phone just rings.
I've been under the weather, but after listening to you, I know I'm just going to stay in the moment.
Amen. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Well, we love you.
I invited a really special friend of mine to the conference this morning, to the call rather, and I will check with her to see how she likes it. I think it was really a good message this morning, and I just want to commend you and Dr. Reggie on that.
Thank you so much. We love you. We love you so much. We're holding you in the light. Okay.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to come on and take us into our closing prayer, unless anyone else wants to say anything this morning, but I love you guys so much. Please take us into our closing prayer, Dr.
Yeah.
Reggie.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the energy of intention and the law that governs our true choice and our free will. Let us always choose wisely and guard our thoughts and our tongue judiciously, because our words are our binding energy on earth and our bond for eternity. Thank you that we have the sword of protection with you and the light of eternal guidance and righteousness, right thinking and right acting and right speech. Let every part of us resonate with the harmony of nature and be in alignment with our truest self, always to honor ourselves and our intention, and all the laws of success will follow. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. All righty now. You guys have a blessed day. Watch where your attention is going. And your intention. God bless you.